Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip and a dog tip for life because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and dogs are smarter than people. And we begin with a random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Now.
So it's random thought in the trip time.
Yeah, it is.
And we were just, we're going over to a friend's house to help them do something. And I don't know what it is. What is it?
Trench.
We're building a trench.
They're going to trench their backyard so their basement won't flood this winter.
Ah, because it flooded last winter. And on Tuesday, we had a bomb cyclone. I'm sorry, Thursday, we had this bomb cyclone thing that happened. And, Sean's just looking at me. And the bomb cyclone took down a lot of trees all over this island. And a lot of people lost power. And we were just talking about how when he was getting Kitty to school, this massive tree along Route 3, which is where we live, in Bar Harbor, like, just fell. And they were able to get through because somebody had...
I'd say some random person had come along and chopped up the tree just enough so there was one lane size gap.
And I was like, dude, that's so... awesome and rugged and Maine and country and cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I've been thinking a lot about buttheads, also known as buttholes, today and in the last couple days. And this seemed like the opposite of a butthole.
Yeah,
that's
not a butthead thing. Even almost as equally as fantastic was the fact that we were sitting in line, not moving, because traffic was coming the other way.
Yeah.
Somebody was kind enough to stop.
Aww.
And let a whole bunch of... I mean, that's a big risk.
Yeah, it is a big risk.
Because God only knows when you're going to get to go again.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, we've talked... Like, as a culture, we're talking a lot about the rise of the douchebag or the butthole. And I can't say the A word because I don't know if that would make the podcast explicit. But whatever. You know what I'm talking about. And, like... how, you know, we have politicians who are like, I can stand in the middle of a street and shoot somebody, and no, I still wouldn't lose any votes. And Hillary Clinton screaming at Tulsi Gabbard, and Tulsi Gabbard screaming at Hillary Clinton. I'm not a fan of either of them. Sorry for everyone. But, like, I'm just not. And, but also, I'm like, women, be cooler than this. But, because I want a lot from my own sex. Anyways... I was just thinking about how being a butt or being a troll is so commonplace now. And it's almost like we rejoice in how stupid and evil people are. But then you have the person who carries the chainsaw and puts a hole in the tree so people can get back and forth to work and school in the middle of a really bad storm.
Yep.
And so then I'm like, is everybody really a butthole? Or?
No, everybody's not a butthole. Even some of the buttholes might be the one to do that, as far as what we might think of a political bubble. But, you know,
most
everybody has their good points.
Yeah, but as a culture, are we celebrating the good points, or are we digging the trench in and entrenching ourselves in the butthole moments?
A lot of people are, yes.
Should we name this podcast The Butthole Moment?
Certain politicians are glorifying it.
You didn't hear my joke.
Yes, you should name them. Just name it The Butthole.
The Butthole Moments. But then I think everybody will come and listen to it expecting a very different podcast.
Are they looking for porn?
Yeah.
Alright, then call it Buttholes and Trenches.
Oh, is that porny and I don't know?
I think it would be.
Oh.
If you think about it hard enough.
Think about anything hard enough, it is porn. Me. Which is part of writing, because you can't control, you know, your reader's backgrounds and what they're bringing into what you write.
That's right.
Everything can turn porn. corny if you've got a reader with that kind of mind.
Buttholes and trenches.
Buttholes and trenches. So we're going to help out our friend because we don't want to be part of the society of buttholes. We want to be the part of the society of good.
Yeah, plus they're just lovely people.
They are lovely people.
So, you know, they'd help us.
They would.
Anytime we needed it.
You think?
Yeah, I think they would if they were available.
Alright, we'll tell you if we survive the buttholes.
Yeah.
No, they're not buttholes.
The trenches.
The trenches. Sorry. Dang. Random thought time. We're in the woods. The thing you hear in the background is a Kubota tractor.
Yep. It's a Kubota. Front end loader with a backhoe on it.
And it's moving. It's moving through the woods. Men are moving behind it.
And now it's off.
We're here saving a friend's basement. I'm making a voice memo as we save friend's basement.
That was my biggest concern.
People have concerns.
Put it on the wood. I slide. Because you see how much higher that is.
Welcome to Maine.
But,
hey, random thought in the truck again, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. You got anything random to say?
No, not really. But it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, nothing like playing in the muck, huh?
Muck. We just watch a little boy go around going, muck, 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 muck. I'm the king of the muck, muck. It was awesome.
Well, he's a boy.
Girls do that.
I'm like, what, 7 years old, probably?
Girls do muck. That? I would have done
Well, there
that.
Was no girls there. It's not a gender thing.
Oh, well, you said, well, he's a boy.
Look, boys, like for the most part, are more attracted to muck than girls.
I like muck.
It's fun.
I think I like muck more than you like muck.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't like to get dirty, you know?
We like to defy the gender roles.
Especially
and norms.
My males.
When we role play Outlander, I'm Jamie and Sean's Claire.
Not even close.
It's so true. It's so true. When we do Sesame Street, he's Ernie. I mean, Bert, and I'm Ernie.
Oh, really?
Yes. When you're Elmo, and I'm Cookie Monster.
You can be any of those puppets you want, but I'm none of them because I don't want a hand up my ass.
I just spent so much of the other voice memo trying not to say the A word. The L.
Well, no, you were the A plus the H word.
And what's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Oh.
When you add whole. Writing tip of the pod.
This podcast is called Why Does Gabby Bark So Much?
Holy moly.
And you probably can hear her in the background. But no, it's really supposed to be called Why Do People Suck So Much with Their Barking Dogs? And one of the biggest things you hear in the world of writing is to make your character likable, which is great and all, but it gives you these two questions. One.
How do you make your characters likable?
And two.
How? How do you make your characters likable when in real life people suck so much? There's an entire Reddit thread called Am I the A-hole?
Yeah, which is kind of amazing because it's all people saying things they've done.
Yeah.
And then people say, yeah, you are the A-hole. Everyone in this situation is the A-hole. No, you're not the A-hole. And you just get your judgment from random strangers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Lots of people do that nowadays.
I know.
You're crazy.
But anyways, our society is obviously really focused on being an a-hole or not being an a-hole and who is the a-hole and who's in the right. And that's all about ethics. And we talk about that second question a little bit in our random thought in the podcast, which you've just listened to. So the writer helpful stuff here is now with Gabby.
Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. People want to care about the character. You automatically think that means the character is nice, right?
No.
Think about Marvel movies. Iron Man's kind of a dink. Sherlock Holmes, while not a Marvel character, also a dink.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we still like and care about them. Why is this?
Why? Well, one of the main reasons is because, one, they have a big want and or need.
Iron Man wants to save the world.
Sherlock Holmes needs to catch a murderer. And we connect with that because we all have wants or needs. Right now, Gabby needs to bark.
And I want her to be quiet.
Because we need to make a podcast.
That's right.
I want to make $5,000 a month. That usually is considered greed. And that is usually the villain's motivation. Did you know that the two main a-hole motivations are greed and power?
I can imagine that's very true. It's true in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's just survival.
Well, that's totally different.
I know, but whatevs. All right, so... that's the number one thing. If you want people to care about your character and not think they're an a-hole, you want them to have a big want and or need.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
So what's number two, Boo?
Conflicting wants are what really makes your character / story pop.
Pop. Jesus Christ.
What?
Everyone's ears just popped when you said pop.
No, they didn't all.
Huh. All right. So when our character wants to save the world, but saving the world means that he must sacrifice his entire business that he's worked so hard to build up, that's when our interest is super incited, excited. It's excited. And we're all like, oh, snap, what will he choose? And then we think, what would I choose, right?
Yeah. But we kind of know the answer to that. They wouldn't have made the movie if he chose the business.
Oh, you think about Captain America? I mean, Iron Man?
Yeah.
All right, so how about number three, man? What else makes you like a character or a person in real life?
Caring about others who are more vulnerable.
That sounded so patronizing.
Oh, it wasn't meant to be at all.
Oh, my word. Okay, so that's a big one. And, like, so in the Star Wars movies...
Rey.
Oh, my gosh, honey.
It's super... I'm just trying to be heard over the dog. It's super snarky with the little droid when we first meet her. But then... she refuses to sell it for scrap money and protects it. Bing! We love this resilient go-getter.
I can't do this anymore.
You can't do what?
I can't do the podcast anymore.
Why not?
I just can't. Okay, so I'll finish this, though. What are the characteristics people admire in others?
Authenticity.
Caring.
Kindness.
Empathy.
Bravery.
Charisma.
Loyalty.
So give your characters one of those qualities. Or give yourself one of those qualities if you can.
Or more than one, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And another way that you can make your characters likable is to give them a sad life before.
Yeah.
Like, even in the movie The Joker, which has having a lot... the one with Joaquin, Queen, whatever his name is, Phoenix, the Phoenix guy, not the Leto guy. Everyone's having a lot of talk about it because it's all about how, you know, he had such a bad life before, blah, blah, blah. And that sometimes translates to you liking the villain. And so now people are like crushing on this evil Joker guy because his sad life before was so sad. But if you want to do it for the hero, you know, just think about this. Harry Potter.
Orphan.
Rey and Star Wars stuff.
Orphan.
Captain America.
Orphan.
Iron Man.
Orphan.
Luke Skywalker.
Orphan.
Captain Kirk.
Orphan.
James and the Giant Peach.
Orphan.
So, do you see a pattern?
Yes, you must make your character an orphan. So people will like them.
Pretty much. So characters with a hard background full of grief and pain or sadness.
We're right? More likely to love them.
Right.
Yeah.
And we root for them?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. And by giving for them, what does that mean?
I don't know.
All right, like...
by giving to them and wanting to feed them, maybe?
Like, yeah, you want to give to them. You want to feed them. You want to take care of them.
Grieving for them, maybe.
Oh, you grieve for them.
I don't know, man.
Man, I don't even know.
Yeah, so anyways, cap lock in the world.
Are you typing while we do our podcast?
Yeah, man. Okay.
A little technical difficulty there. Is it working now?
I think it's working.
Let's get back on track.
All right, so the final thing, right, is that when you write in the first person or the close third person point of view, right?
Yeah.
That helps.
Does it?
Yes, it helps your reader connect more to the character, because when we see what they do and why they do it and how they think and what they feel, it's easier to feel, think, relate, and be like them. Like right now, you and I are not relating to Gabby, who's barking.
Well, no.
But if we were reading a book from Gabby's point of view, and she was like, I am Gabby. I bark because my people are locked in a room and no one is paying any attention to me, and there could be threats outside. And all I want to do is take care of my peeps. Then we might relate to her a little more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may not understand it still, but finally.
So there.
So what's the writing tip of the pod in a nutshell, love?
In the nutshell is there's a lot of tips to make your characters more likable and believable and relatable. And some of those, most of those, have to do with making them human, giving them good qualities, making them not be the a-holes of the world who stand in the middle of the street and say they could shoot anybody and not lose a vote. That is what makes you relatable and likable.
So the winning formula is orphan?
Orphan.
Sacrifice to meet your dream.
First person point of view. Or third, close.
Or close third. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hooked on that character every time.
Yeah.
That's right. Dog tip for life.
Oof.
Sparty actually had one this week because he was in here with us listening. Poor guy. But he could relate to our entire writing tip of the pod this week because he's been an orphan.
Yeah.
He had to sacrifice stuff in order to achieve his goal.
His testicles?
No. Oh, wait, he did sacrifice those, yes.
Spay and neuter your pet.
That's right. He had to give up his business to reach his goal. That was his goal, was relatable to almost every human being, and that was to find love and a constant, steady supply of food.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he got it.
He got it.
Yeah. He's our hero.
So he said, it's worth it. And then maintain your life totally in the first person once you've reached those goals.
Well, that sounds really good.
Well, that's sort of selfish, but, yeah. You know, Sparty's, he can be a bit of an a-hole sometimes. Yeah, he can.
So why do you think people suck so much? Going back to the...
Random thought
of our podcast.
Well,
do you think that everybody just has those two main villain goals, motivations?
Saving the world?
No, the villain. All right, so...
Oh, the villain.
Lou Hunter wrote this book called Screenwriting 434, and somewhere in his book... Somewhere in there, this man who is now God, because I'm saying it like he's God, he said that there's two main motivations for your villain, greed or power.
Oh, right. Yeah, you said that.
Do you think that's why everyone's an a-hole? Like, do people not hold the door open for you at Walmart because their motivation is greed or power?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a ton of factors that, you know, maybe they just weren't taught the simple manners like that.
How about why people don't volunteer?
Why people don't volunteer?
Yeah.
Well, that's a sacrifice of your own time, normally.
Okay, how about why do people become trolls on the internet and say hateful things?
I can't answer that one. They're just stupid.
Because is that greater power? Power?
Power in a sense, for sure, yes.
Mm.
And the internet gives very insecure people a way more secure platform.
Okay, so here's my other question, my deeper question that we can all think on at the end of this podcast. Ready?
Yeah.
Why do people want power? I know you don't want to be powerless.
Right.
But why do you want power?
Well, because since the beginning of time, it's been much nicer to be the person sitting at the table eating than the person outside the door begging.
So do you power quiz having the resources to survive?
I think so. To me? No, don't say to me. It's not about me, but I think that's a widely held belief, yes. And they go hand in hand. If you keep that same line of thought, power and money go hand in hand. Because you can't buy food without money. So you can either just strong arm it through your power or whatever that may be, or you can get it legit through your money. Even if it's ill-gotten.
I know, but what about like when you have billions and billions and billions of dollars? Like the wealthiest people in the world. They obviously don't need all that money to survive.
I know.
So that's when greed happens.
Yeah.
And so... Oh my gosh, who's snoring in the room?
Sparty. Oh, he's the only one in here with us.
Anyways, I don't get it.
That's just because to you, it's not really fathomable. At this point in time, if you were to get hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe it would be. But it goes back to the same thing. The people that we're calling a-holes also have their own like-minded people that are calling us a-holes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's we're all an a-hole to somebody.
Point of view. POV.
We're all the villain in somebody else's story.
That's for sure.
And that's why you can't give poop about it.
We are all villains.
Yeah. And heroes.
Right. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
But you can be a hero pretty easy to some people every day by just doing the stupidest stuff.
Like chainsawing a tree.
You know?
That's falling across the middle of the road.
Oh, I know what happened.
What?
Like 2 days ago when I was at Circle K in Ellsworth.
Yeah.
I stopped or something. And as soon as I got out of the truck, I found a dollar bill on the ground. Ooh. So I went in the store and I have no cash in my wallet whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what am I going to do with this random dollar?
Yeah.
And that guy was in there, that guy, that really, really short guy that picks up recyclables all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And he was buying coffee, I think, and scrounging around for change. And then he went over and he stared at like the tornadoes and the hot dogs.
Aww.
So I paid for my purchase. I don't even remember what it was.
Sparty, don't itch.
And I walked over there and I said, hey, I just found this in the parking lot on my way in. Why don't you take it? And he took it. I said, thanks.
Aw, did he get a tornado?
I don't know what he got. I left.
Yeah.
But then yesterday, that guy gave me the umbrella.
Oh, that's right.
It's like instant karma.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sean got up.
So I got like a $20 umbrella for a dollar.
Yeah, he got an umbrella from a man who walked across the street and said, hey, something about a Ford?
Yeah, because I drive a Ford.
Yeah. He said, don't mean to scare you.
And I said, you're not scaring me. Anyway.
And then he gave Sean a really big, nice umbrella.
Just because I've lost weight. I look like a frail old man.
I guess maybe. But I have... No, you don't. Oh, you still look like a Viking, baby.
Yeah.
Big, strong, rugged Viking.
Oh, that's a believable voice right there. Open your mouth. Here comes the airplane.
I like that, though. So you can randomly do tiny things that you forget about in a few days and be someone else's hero. But you can also be someone else's a-hole when you drive by them and they're driving slow and you stare into their car and you glare at them.
And that was my point, really. I forget about the umbrella. It was just... But I wanted to balance it out because I wasn't trying to make myself out to be some sort of saint because I gave away a freaking dollar. But, you know what I mean? That dollar could have made all the difference in the world, even though it was almost valueless to me.
Yeah.
As far as a purchasing amount, but, you know, doesn't take much to make somebody smile or something.
Right. So maybe we can all cultivate not being...
A-holes.
Yes. And instead try to make more people smile.
Yeah.
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 All right. Oh, geez.
Make people smile every day.
Oof.
Blessed us with their time and listened to our podcast. What other little tidbits should we tell them?
Well, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Artist in the song is Night Owl by Broke for Free.
That sounds so 80s. Anyways. It's cool. I like it. Got anything else going on in your world?
All the writing tips are at carriejonesbooks.blog. I just released a book called In the Woods with Steve Waddell. It's creepy, it's a little horrifying, and it's a little romantic.
Ooh,
that's cool. And it's the summer buzz book from Publishers Weekly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else?
What else? I have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's.
You can find us on social media.
The Patreon's a great way to read a book that's never been published by you.
Yes.
Only Patreon people get to read it, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Subscribers, I mean.
And you get special content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get special gifts, too, right?
I do. I send out art.
Carrie Jones paintings, which are all beautiful.
And books sometimes.
Yeah.
Signed.
Signed by me.
Sean.
Just kidding.
What do you want to tell people, honey bunny?
I don't know. Just thank you. Oh, thank you for listening.
Please like and subscribe and share.
Yeah, you said that. Oh. At the beginning, but we can say it twice.
Can we say it 87 times so people really do?
They'll probably just shut it off after like the 80th one at least.
Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. No.
Get out and live your life.
Yes.
No matter what.
The whole point of Dogs Are Smarter Than People in this podcast is to try to make your life a tiny bit better for at least 2 seconds, in which you're like, at least we're not them, buddy. At least we're not them.
That's all. That's a good. People always have that outlook. At least we're not them. Having fun.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, good.